President Donald Trump intends to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court after being excluded from Colorado's 2024 presidential ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court, controlled by Democrats, made a party-line decision of 4-3, citing Trump's connection to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot as a breach of the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. In response, in a statement, the former president criticized the ruling, describing it as a completely flawed decision. California is considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding the former president from the Golden States ballot. Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunalakis is encouraging Secretary of State Shirley Weber to explore all available legal options following the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to bar Trump from their ballot. Over 10,000 undocumented immigrants are crowded into a cramped detention center in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, overwhelmed by a surge. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez believes that this situation is merely the beginning.
There's more people in the pipeline, and I suspect Christmas will be worse than today, and New Year's will be worse than today. We're going the absolute wrong direction.
He proposes deploying additional immigration judges to the border, aiming to expedite the process of cases from years to days. This approach would enable swift hearings, leading to timely decisions on qualifications and the deportation of those who don't meet the criteria. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-the-year news conference, Blinken said Israel has a right and obligation to defend itself. And the Lincoln Memorial was vandalized this morning. The phrase Free Gaza had been written in a number of locations. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's control over military promotions has come to an end. Tuesday, the Senate confirmed 11 top military nominees after Tuberville decided to lift his blockade, yielding to pressure from within his own party. The Alabama Republican had been obstructing all military promotions since February, expressing his objection to the Pentagon's abortion policy, which permits service members to receive travel reimbursement for abortion care. IKEA is facing disruptions caused by attacks on ships in the Red Sea by Houthi rebels. The parent company, Inter-IKEA Group, stated that the situation in the Suez Canal will result in delays and may cause availability constraints for certain IKEA products. The company is actively communicating with transportation partners to ensure the safety of those involved in the IKEA value chain. Turns out your being in your birthday suit is good for your health. Corey Myers tells you how.
Health experts say sleeping naked can promote a good night's rest. Studies have shown that keeping cool can help you fall asleep faster, with the ideal bedroom temperature somewhere between 60 and 67 degrees. Cooling your body also promotes better sleep quality, healthier skin, and has even been linked to less stress and anxiety.
The Powerball jackpot has reached $572 million ahead of tonight's drawing. Should someone win, they can take a lump sum of $286 million or annual payments. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store? But then, when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now,